Outthink: How Innovative Leaders Drive Exceptional Outcomes. Author: G. Sean Hunter. New Mix of Competitive Advantage. Organizations are succeeding by being open to innovation. Companies that can outthink their competitors in this chaotic environment usurp the market position of incumbents consistently. Creativity versus innovation. Creativity is the capability or act of conceiving something original or unusual, while innovation is the implementation of something new, the creation of something that has never been made before and is recognized as the product of some unique insight. An invention might be a product or device or method that has never existed before. Every invention is an innovation, but every innovation is not an invention. The innovation gap shrinks. While we may intuit that creativity is a vital component of innovation, we urgently need a process by which we can accelerate our new product and value creation pipelines. Throughout many organizations, it has been consistently discovered that an innovation delivery gap is shrinking. This gap is between an organization's ability to create new and distinctive value that the market recognizes and rewards, and the speed at which competitors can emerge and deliver innovative products and services to the market. Technology globalizes innovation. Globalization is a lot more about technology and innovation than people often recognize. The reason globalization is happening is not because the laws have changed or countries are suddenly friendlier towards trade. It's happening because the internet came around in the mid-90s and it's making every country as accessible as Phoenix. Consumers change. Consumers, the ultimate target for product innovation, are also changing. They want to be involved in the creation process and with the ability to post reviews to many e-commerce websites that solicit them. They can collectively bring a company down. Some of the most successful recent innovations are built on the collaborative interactions of the product and consumer, but we need to understand the changing role of the consumer to leverage it. Today's technologies have made competitive shopping and peer-reviewed real-time evaluations readily available. Whether or not companies are ready for crowdsourcing, consumers are. Increasingly, consumer is looking for products and services that reflect their own sense of identity and aspiration. Innovation is the answer. Innovative people are our greatest capital now. The innovative capabilities of the people in our organizations hold the greatest promise of our future. The good news is that while people with certain traits can be more creative by nature, innovation can come from anyone, and the ability to innovate can continue to grow in anyone. The Outthink Journey. This mandate to innovate is bigger than just us and our organizations. The standard and quality of living of a nation ultimately depends on the ability of each of us, as citizens, to add value to the products and services with which we interact each day. Innovation can only be consistently achieved by thoughtful and active engagement in a process. The outthink process may start from an unexpected place, go off in tangents, and circle back to the beginning. And it's never really over, since the marketplace is consistently in motion and demands continuing innovation. Each part of this journey is dynamic and interactive with the next, in the same way that we are always building upon the skills we have acquired while constantly reinforcing and honing those same skills which have brought us this far. Trust. Establish the engine of leadership. While some CEOs might hunker down in an office and conduct lengthy board meetings that lead to grandiose pronouncements of change, a CEO with outthink determination made himself instead personally and publicly available throughout the organization. Should ask executives and other employees for a list of the top 10 things that needed to be done, and then gains their trust by actually starting to work on those things. While he acknowledges that some items would take more time than others, he should assure the staff that he would address everything on the list. The important thing, he should tell them that he is committed to working on the list. There would be a scorecard they could use to give feedback on how well he was doing his job. The outthink manager should consider utilizing a technique where he builds trust from the bottom up, keeps business operations transparent to all staff, uses emotional persuasion for change, speaks the truth, leaves people more energized, provokes with questions, not answers. No problem is so large or complex that it can't be run away from. Challenge and adversity are prevalent and accelerating in our work. The journey toward innovation requires curious inquiry, and curious inquiry starts with a growth mindset. An outthink manager should start with a growth mindset, get curious explanation as secluding oneself to develop virtuously through practice and hard work. Innovation may start with a spark of inspiration and be fed by aspiration, but every new idea needs to be probed, prodded, and explored in detail. This component of the innovation journey requires work, grit, determination, and unflagging perseverance to maximize innovation within ourselves, inspire others to do the same, and ultimately contribute to the innovative end result to which we aspire. It's in this part of the innovation journey that we're most likely to get distracted or lose momentum. We might be expected to take time to exercise or attend conferences and workshops to develop our own physical and mental capabilities. Accelerate learning through mindful practice. We don't often think of learning as having velocity, but it does. The classic notion of practice involves putting the hours in, right? But putting in time is strikingly different from that kind of practice that leads to accelerated learning. It isn't about watching the clock, but more about purposeful practice, where we're successful 50 to 75% of the time. The aim shouldn't necessarily be to stop the way we've been doing things, but instead to think about starting new habits, particularly when we're trying to acquire new skills or behaviours. The important thing is to take action. Mashup. One of the most exciting components of the innovation process is actively combining disparate ingredients to come up with a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. By consistently mashing up ideas, concepts, applications, and other different outcomes gathered from your diverging ventures, we invent powerful new combinations. Signature, make it your own. Creating signature solutions is unlike a wholly borrowed or best practice. If a company aspires to being the best in its market, it has to lead. And only by the organization developing its own voice, its signature, can it attain this leadership position. When our organizations direct more energy, resources, and time in developing signature solutions, they achieve three things. Purpose, connect with why. Business models, manufacturing and distribution processes, brand loyalties, pricing strategies, and even profits are not why companies exist. Connect individuals to purpose. Effective leaders know that just selling the company to employees will not result in true engagement. Employees must experience who they are and discover their personal vision and purpose in their work. Leaders can help individuals find their strength and be more fulfilled, more focused and energized by their core personal mission and function within the organization. Develop a global culture of shared values. A culture of shared values gives every employee a context for his or her work and conveys the behaviors and skills expected by all members of the organization. This might include how to communicate, collaborate, manage projects, and deal with unexpected or uncertain situations. When employees face uncertainty and adversity, shared values and a sense of purpose help them stretch and reach their potential. Shared values support individuals in making decisions, taking more initiative, and being more innovative. Sustaining the innovative mindset. In such a rapidly changing world, no matter how cataclysmic the change, being optimistic about the future and embracing continual innovation are key to growth and stability. Change and upheaval clears the ground of orthodoxy and primes the pump for an explosion of ideas. Embrace change and risk-taking. To keep moving ahead, organizations will have to keep rethinking and redefining their systems. New goals have to be formulated along the lines the changes require. Leaders need to accomplish all this while keeping the core values of the organization in mind. Be prepared for creativity. Work environments are becoming dynamic, offering plenty of opportunity for growth. There is no one right way, but many options. The mind has to have the necessary skills to be able to take advantage of these opportunities, be creative, and make the right choices.